every time I go down there, I mean, I think about Brian Manning driving his old Bedford truck down there in 1966 on dirt roads to take supplies down to people. And I just have such admiration for what everyone went through, because it's still a huge journey to get out there now in 2011. So I can only kind of just begin to imagine what it must have been like back then.
How significant is this 45th anniversary?
Very important, because we've lost so many of our elders. We had a very senior traditional owner pass away just a couple of weeks ago when I was down there, and it just rams home the kind of knowledge and experience that we're losing when those people go. So that's what drives you to keep doing what you're doing. And there are quite a number of senior people still left who were on that walk-off, and including people who were small children at the time. So, and a lot of them are my family, and so I just, that's what's always driven me in my life, is being very proud about being Gurindji and thinking about what my people went through, and I just wanted to, you know, work with people to do something and give something back.
Give us a rundown of some of the key events of the Freedom Day Festival, because it goes over a few days, doesn't it?
Well, it goes over Friday, Saturday, Sunday coming. We've got a number of amazing performers coming down. We've got Paul Kelly, Kev Carmody, Dan Sultan. We've got members of Black Armband, including Shelley Morris, Steve Pigram, Emma Donovan, and a number of other people whose I don't have their names all in front of me at the moment.
Sounds like a pretty good list.
We've got great local bands as well. We've got writers. We're having writing workshops during the week, visual arts workshops. We've got historical films being shown. We've got amazing political speakers, some of whom were involved over the last 4.5 decades. So it's a packed program, and we're still kind of finalising the details of that, but it's just full steam ahead at the moment.
That's incredible. How important is it to keep this story alive, Brenda?
Oh, absolutely important. And we keep actually saying to people, it's called Freedom Day, but there's looking in the contemporary climate of what's happening as well with the intervention, and it's a community that's impacted upon by that. It's a prescribed community. And just looking at what has changed, what hasn't changed, you know, what opportunities are down there for young people coming through. We've got a range of elders speaking, but also mid-generational and also young people, because it's very important for us to encourage young people to remember and acknowledge and feel proud of this history. And it's an Australian story. It's not just an Aboriginal story. It's not just a Northern Territory story. It's something that really put Aboriginal land rights on the national consciousness, and international as well. I've talked to people who heard about, the walk-off back in the 60s overseas. So,
Speaking of the intervention, there were recent consultations around the intervention held in the community, and locals were, you know, pretty angry that Indigenous Affairs Minister Jenny Macklin didn't attend. They've called for her to front the festival along with the Prime Minister. Any developments?
We invited her. We got a little email saying, sorry, I've got other commitments. The fact that she couldn't even turn up there for the lack of consultation is what we're calling it, is just a smack in the face. And people down there are very, very strong. They're very outspoken about how they feel about what's happening in their community. I want to support them, as many of their countrymen and women do, and I just think it's an abomination that the idea of consultation seems to be a one-way street, as opposed to actually sitting down and talking with people who this is affecting every day.
What about, other than the Prime Minister and the Indigenous Affairs Minister, people listening to this saying, this sounds great, I want to get down there.
Come down.
You told us how hard it is.
It's a 10-hour drive, but it's the most amazing country to drive through. It makes you realise how big Australia is. And the community down there is just so strong and open and welcoming. And, you know, we're having a walk-off reenactment. We're having a community barbecue. There'll be incredible people down there. There's lots and lots of different events. It's free. We're asking for people to make donations. And we're actually covering this with Aboriginal funds. So it's something that we wanted to do, to share with other people. And, you know, if you can come down by Friday, the walk will start at about 10:30. So if you come down the day before, and then you can register in the morning and then just participate in what's going on over the next 3 days.
So is the walk on Friday or Saturday?
It's on Friday.
Right.
It's on Friday at 10:30, but there's lots of stuff happening over the weekend as well. And sports is a really big thing too.
And bring your swag?
Bring your swag. Bring all your supplies. There is a shop down there. There is food. But it's always a good idea to bring what you want anyway, just to make sure you're comfortable, because it is a very remote community. One little shop, so you can't just duck down the road to Catherine.
All right. Good luck, Brenda.
Thank you.